The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a podcast series that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. And welcome to Up on Taconic. I'm your host, Brendan. Today, I'm here with Allison Rochelle Bales, the Director of Education at Berkshire Theatre Group. Allison has been working within the Education Department at Berkshire Theatre Group for over 28 years. How are you doing today, Allison?
I'm doing pretty good, Brendan. How are you?
Oh, I am doing splendid. My first question for you, to give a little bit of background on what you do at Berkshire Theatre Group, is what different education programs does Berkshire Theatre Group have to offer?
What a great question. We offer programming from students between the ages of kindergarten up through college age. We have in-school programs, we have after-school programs, we have a touring show component, and we also have our annual youth community show that we do at the Colonial Theater. For the older students, we offer internship programming. And I think you might know that we've had multiple students from Taconic High School participate.
Yes, it sounds like there are a whole lot of different areas in which young children can be involved in the arts. Would you say you have a favorite memory from working within one of these programs?
I have so many memories to talk about. Some of my favorite memories, though, are the students that we get the opportunity to work with in our after-school programming. We work after-school programming for elementary and middle school. And during that time period, we get to know a lot of the kids who've never done theater before. And this one individual who I've had the great opportunity to work with got cast in one of our shows that we had done at the Colonial Theater doing Moana. And it was really wonderful to see this young person shine because it's something that they never would have done if they hadn't participated in our after-school programming. And they've come out to audition for some of our larger shows like A Christmas Carol. So it's really great to see someone who's in elementary school, you know, make the leap into middle school and really start to get involved in theater programming.
It sounds like your programs have really touched a lot of the hearts of all the youth in our community. Do you think that it's important for young people to be exposed to the arts at such a young age?
Absolutely. Through theater and other mediums of arts and education, students are learning about empathy, they're learning about themselves, they're learning about having a creative voice. And something that's really important is to make sure that their voices are heard. And theater and other mediums in the arts are a really wonderful platform for students to kind of express themselves. It's also a place where students learn, I don't want to say soft skills because I hate that term because I firmly believe that students are learning life skills in theater. They're learning how to work together in the context of a group. They're learning how to present in public, which oftentimes is really kind of nerve-wracking. And they're learning to take risks, critical thinking, creative problem solving. So all the fun things that come along with theater. I do think that the arts and theater particularly really benefit young people.
Would you say that there is a reason why theater more so than other art programs help develop these skills?
That's a great question. And all of the other art mediums really feed into theater. For example, theater really works with communication skills, but the visual arts tell stories in different ways, you know, visually for those learners who may not be able to express or articulate themselves verbally. But theater really does teach empathy, which is so important in our world today. Through theater, students are allowed to try on someone else's shoes for a little bit by being a different character, so they get to step outside of themselves and learn really what it's like to walk in the path of someone else. So I think it's a really great medium for teaching empathy.
Yeah, it sounds like you've really done a lot of great work within Berkshire Theatre Group. We'll be right back after this. And we are back with Up on Taconic. Today we are here with the Director of Education at Berkshire Theater Group. My next question for you is, as the head of education, how do you envision the future of arts education for youth?
Wow, that's a really big question. So what I would envision and what I would hope for is that they really start looking in the world of education to make theater a required course. I feel so grateful that in Pittsfield Public Schools, I know that middle school students do take theater. They don't necessarily sign up for it. It's one of their elective classes. But I do, what I would envision and what I would hope for is that every child has an opportunity to participate in theater, either in an after-school program, an in-school program, doing a theater production at their local theater or doing a community theater production, or just going to see theater. There are many opportunities and ways that people can go and see theater, particularly at Berkshire Theater Group. We offer a lot of discounted ticket programs for educators, as well as those, if you have a connector card or a WIC card, that allows you to come in and you could get a $5 ticket to a show with your WIC or your EBT card. So it's lots of opportunities to see something.
Is there a change that's been made in recent years that you think has really benefited all the children working within theater?
A change? I think people are really starting to recognize the value and the importance of the arts in education. And they really see it as a place where students can be taught or learn social emotional learning skills, which is a big buzzword, as we all know. It's really important because of COVID, and so many of us were isolated for such a long period of time, that skills that theater bring out, working together in a group, really trusting one another, opening up and telling your story through these mediums, I think is really, really important. And it will continue to be important. Also, the use of technology in theater has really changed, which has been fascinating to watch throughout the years, for from live set pieces to projections to the enhancement of sound and visual and costume design and lighting design. All the technology has really, I think, been a benefit for the world of theater.
And it sounds like with all the things you've mentioned that there's a lot of different opportunities, not just being on stage, but also like working together as a team would really benefit people without having to go and perform something.
Absolutely. So as I mentioned earlier, there are opportunities for internships at Berkshire Theater Group, and there's the behind the scenes, all the people that work. We have our development department that works on raising funds so we can keep our programs affordable for everyone and keep our lights on in the buildings. We have, our company management team who takes care of our staff and actors and designers that come in. We have our directors, choreographers, stage management team. We have carpenters and electricians who come in, and sound engineers who come in to all make the production happen and take place. Again, we have our facilities people, our marketing team, and then our executive team at Berkshire Theater Group, and all of those positions help make the theater go. In our marketing team, we have someone who photographs productions. They're also our social media person, so they're posting and updating and doing dramaturgy work. And there's a lot to do in the theater. So if the arts are appealing and maybe being on stage is not for you, but you're really intrigued and you love and you're passionate about theater, there are many other opportunities to work in the arts.
It sounds like it truly does take a village. Well, that'll do it this week for Up on Taconic. Thank you, Allison, for joining us.
Thank you so much, Brendan, for having me. Berkshire Theater Group, www.berkshiretheatergroup.org. You can see what we're having coming up for 2025 and also for employment opportunities. Thanks, Brendan.
Thank you. We would like to thank our listeners at WTBR 89.7 FM and for streaming our podcast on sites like Spotify and CastBox. For more about what's going on here at Taconic, take a look at our weekly TV show, The Thunder Report. The show comes out every Friday and is available at youtube.com/TaconicTV. Feel free to reach out to us at TaconicTV@pittsfield.net for any questions or comments. We hope you will join us again soon, and we'll see you next time on Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. This show is produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment and was taped in January of 2025.